Police in Montgomery County, Maryland, confirmed today that the shooting of a 35-year-old bus driver yesterday was the work of the Washington area sniper. Conrad Johnson was the 10th person to be killed by the sniper. Three other people have been wounded. Police took pains today to reach out to the area's large immigrant community as they continue to seek clues to the killer's identity. Meanwhile, federal officials say they see no need to take over the investigation. NPR's Brian Naylor has more.
Law enforcement officials say ballistic and other evidence establishes a link between Johnson and the 12 other sniper victims who have been shot in a spree that began early this month and has stretched from the suburbs of Washington to the suburbs of Richmond, some 100 miles south. Montgomery County Police Chief Charles Moose addressed a special appeal to the region's large immigrant population today. Moose urged those who may be here illegally and who might have information about the shootings to come forward without fear of being deported.
Please understand that that is not the interest of the task force, not the interest of the Montgomery County Police Department, and we really need to hear from them as we continue to put this puzzle together.
Moose may have been responding to an incident Monday when two illegal immigrants were arrested in Richmond after one made a call from a payphone being staked out by police. They were found to have had no connection to the shootings but were turned over to the INS. The handling of that incident is one of many recent criticisms of the task force investigating the shootings. The Washington Post reported today that a note left by the sniper last weekend after a shooting in Ashland, Virginia, outlined six calls the sniper placed to a tip line that were ignored by operators. One FBI cadet hung up on the sniper, according to the report. There have also been widespread complaints about the reluctance of task force leaders to share information with those further down the chain of command and the public. Many were incensed. Moose waited almost 4 days to reveal the killer's threat that, quote, "your children are not safe anywhere at any time." Today, ATF agent Michael Bouchard defended the task force.
I want to ensure everyone, we communicate with all the police chiefs in this area. We have their task force members sitting with us. They are aware of all the information that we're aware of.
The task force is a sprawling affair encompassing a dozen federal, state, and local agencies, according to a fact sheet sent to media outlets by a law enforcement official. The tip line has received more than 67,000 calls as of last Sunday night. In such a massive undertaking, there are bound to be glitches, says William Vizard, a former ATF agent who is now a professor at California State University in Sacramento. But Vizard said there is also a strong desire to catch the killer.
There's an immense motivation to cooperate in this case because of its extremely high profile and the amount of damage that's being done. So I would assume that the vast majority of people, if not all, involved are doing their best to actually try to cooperate and overcome any kind of petty jealousies or competitions that sometimes emerge in lesser cases.
The federal government alone has dispatched more than 1,000 law enforcement personnel, as well as helicopters, army surveillance planes, and canine handlers. In an interview with NPR today, Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge says there are no plans for the federal government to take over the case unless a link to terrorism is suspected.
Then, very appropriately, the FBI would come in and take care of it front and center. They'd have to be in charge of the investigation.
According to a law enforcement source, there is a division of labor, with lab work being done by the FBI or ATF, and the FBI coordinating all evidence and forensics. Major decisions are made jointly by the FBI and ATF agents in charge and the Montgomery County lead investigator. Vizard says in the end it won't matter much who is in charge.
You've got two states and the District of Columbia and numerous counties and cities involved. And there's nothing they can do about the fact that the police officers out there work for a variety of different managers and supervisors. And so it's a fragmented structure no matter what you do.
President Bush said today there is what he called a ruthless person on the loose and that he and wife Laura pray for the quick end to this period of violence and fear, a sentiment shared by many others who live in the area. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.